96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you. And today I have the privilege of being connected via our phone line to a very special person having a big day today. Her name is Erin Brown, and she has written a book called The Ultimate Guide to Dollywood, Your Guide to the Best Rides, Restaurants, and Attractions at Dollywood. Like I said, it's out today. Erin Brown joining me on the phone. Erin, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm just happy to be here.
Oh my gosh, we're so happy to have you connected here. And we were talking a little bit before we started getting on the air, and we were talking about how our listeners absolutely love Dollywood. I've been a handful of times. I love it. Everybody loves it, especially if you're from Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee and beyond, right? Everybody comes around the world now to see Dollywood. So it's awesome when I saw this come across my desk and I thought, oh my gosh, we give tickets to a lot of families that are going for the first time. And even if you're not a first-time goer, even if you've gone every single year for the rest of your life, this book will still come in handy because you've kind of done the ins and outs of everything. So let's just start from the beginning. What inspired you to write The Ultimate Guide to Dollywood? And what's the unique perspective that you brought to it compared to maybe somebody else that has visited in the past?
Sure. So, you know, there's not really a one-stop guide to Dollywood that exists yet. And, you know, all of this information is available through Google searches and things like that. But this book really takes all of that info and just puts it into one easy-to-digest place where you can get all of that info all together.
Yeah, it's a great little structure, the way that you put it all together. It's very easy to go through and to look up things and everything. Let's give us a little bit of a sneak peek into that, what readers can expect in terms of the content structure and kind of the topics that you do cover in the guide.
Yeah, so the book is organized as if you were actually walking through the park. So it starts at the park gates down in the Show Street area, and then it just kind of walks up the pathways, and it's kind of a virtual walkthrough of all of the attractions, the shops, the restaurants, the rides, the shows. And so it's interesting for people who have never been to the park before, or for people who have been there, you know, 100 times and just love Dolly and the Smoky Mountains and Dollywood, because I tried to include a lot of trivia about Dolly herself and how she inserted a lot of her personal story into the park. And some of that stuff is kind of hidden even to people who go there all the time. Like, I've been going to Dollywood my whole life. Mm-hmm. And through doing research for this book, you know, I learned so much new, cool stuff. And so I'm really excited for people to read this book and to maybe just pick up something they didn't know before.
No, I'm excited for them too as well. And like I said, we have a lot of diehard Dollywood fans that listen every single day, always winning tickets here. So this is a great insider's guide for that. You also have a lot of insider tips. What were some of the top tips that you would give visitors to enhance their Dollywood experience? What are maybe the top three that you would definitely think people should take advantage of when it comes to it?
Well, Dollywood has some great food, whether it's the sit-down restaurants or just the little grab-and-go snack stands. I mean, sometimes you are thinking, is this theme park food? Like, it really is something special. So I definitely recommend checking out some of the restaurants there. Dollywood has some amazing, just first-rate shows. There's indoor and outdoor theaters all over the park. Sometimes you can sit down at a restaurant, and, you know, there's a theater, an outdoor theater right next door, so you can kind of enjoy the show while you're eating. So, yeah, I think kind of looking beyond what might be a typical day, like at an amusement park, because, of course, they have amazing rides. Dollywood's got huge roller coasters, and they've won all kinds of awards. But it's really the full package, and there's so much more, even for people who aren't into rides and, like, standard amusement park stuff, that you can find at Dollywood.
No, I agree 100%. And they get into the holiday vibes when it comes to the times for the holidays and the fall harvest and everything else going on. It really is an experience that is just all immersive. I mean, you're right. You don't even have to go on the rides and still get a full experience at Dollywood just by the food alone and the shows and everything. Do you have any personal favorites? Is there any personal favorite rides or moments maybe that you've had over the years?
Yeah, so I love Blazing Fury. Mm. It is probably one of the most nostalgic rides. It's been there forever. It's one of their first rides. It's an indoor, dark, not really a roller coaster, but it's on a track like that. But it's full of all of this just old school animatronics and this cool little story. And it just feels very classic. And so I cannot go to Dollywood without riding Blazing Fury.
Yeah, it's a good one for the little kids, but then the big kids that are also out there as well.
Exactly, yeah.
What do you think it is about Dollywood? It says in your book that they've received over 3 million visitors each year. So many people coming to Tennessee just for that, which is just remarkable. How do you think Dollywood maintains that charm and appeal to such a large audience?
Well, I feel like it just has such a cozy vibe when I go there. Like, it doesn't feel stressful. Like, it's crowded some days, but I feel like they deal with it well. So, you know, we can wake up one day and we're just about an hour away, but we can wake up and just decide on the fly to go to Dollywood, and we can do that and have a full day and enjoy what we want to see, you know, without too much hubbub and pre-planning and, you know, scheduling this and that and everything. And so regardless of the fact that Dollywood has been expanding and blowing up in the last 5 years, especially, I feel like it's just, I don't know, it's just an easy place to go.
Yeah, it is. And it is such a nice, the atmosphere is just something that is nowhere else. And I know theme parks kind of all have that, but I think Dollywood sets itself apart from the rest with that family vibe. It's just family friendly, good old times. It really is.
Oh yeah, there's something for everyone for sure.
Erin, thank you so much for writing this book and again, coming on the show and talking about it. We're going to make sure that all the details are posted up on our website at hits96.com. The book is out now wherever you get your books, so make sure that you go and pick it up. Again, it's called The Ultimate Guide to Dollywood, your guide to the best rides, restaurants, and attractions. What do you want, Erin, final question here, what do you want people to ultimately take away from this book? Obviously, it's a guide about Dollywood. We want to visit, but what do you want the biggest takeaway to be after somebody gets through reading it?
Well, I hope that they learn something new. I hope that they have a closer connection with Dolly and her park and what she has built in East Tennessee. And I hope that it inspires people to, you know, maybe take a trip to East Tennessee if you're local or if you're not, and see what we've got going on over here, because I think it's pretty special.
Absolutely. Erin, thank you so much for the time. Again, that's Erin Brown, the author of The Ultimate Guide to Dollywood, your guide to the best rides, restaurants, and attractions at Dollywood. And of course, keep listening to Hits 96 because you might just get some free tickets out of it. Thank you so much, Erin. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.